The city has seen an increase in expense and spending. This is not due to frivolous spending, or a unionized workforce, as some enjoy vilifying. It has little to do with aging infrastructure, or lack of provincial grants. These statements are nothing more than a smokescreen. After reviewing the city's audit committee recommendations, I can only conclude one thing. A large increase in residential tax rates and no increase in business taxes is a bait and switch. The response is usually, well, business might lay people off if we increase their taxes. If that's the case, then the city hasn't been getting much value for that money lately. Another typical response is, business is really struggling. Residential taxpayers know what that feels like. Maybe city council could give the same tax breaks to residents. After all, it's residential taxpayers who voted them in. Pandering to big business on behalf of the city has equated to a wealth transfer from residential taxpayers to business taxpayers. I'm grateful I live in the regional district where I'm paying taxes for service and not just paying taxes to top up business profits. Sean Keeley, Prince George.